Torah begins with the words Bereishit bara Elokim min hashamayim ved haaretz, and the Midrash Rabbah tells us Bereishit bara b'shvil bikurim shenikra reishit. Why was the world created? It was created for the mitzvah of bikurim. The pasuk in Kitavo tells us lakachta mi reishit kol pri adama. You're going to take from your first fruits and bring those to the mikdash, to the kohen. You're going to bring them to give them to Hashem. So b'shvil bikurim shenikra reishit. So the world was created for the mitzvah of Bikurim. So why? What is so special about the mitzvah of Bikurim? I understand you say the Torah was created so we could do mitzvah. Well, why specifically is it for the mitzvah of Bikurim? Why is the mitzvah of Bikurim being singled out here as the reason for the world being created? And Moshe Feinstein has the following explanation in the Darash Moshe. We know that the Bikurim are special only to one person. The person who worked really hard to grow something. So he planted, and he plowed, and he sowed, and he reaped, and he winnowed, and he did everything he had to do in the whole field, and he had to spray pesticides or chase away the animals from eating it. He had to put in a lot of work in the sun, and had to hope it rained, and make sure everything was taken care of. That was a lot of work. And finally, something grows. So this fruit that grows is really special to him. To everyone else, doesn't matter if it's the first fruit or the second fruit. Let's say I really, really want an apple. Does it matter to me if I got the first apple or the third apple or the 747th apple? It doesn't matter. As long as I'm getting an apple, to me all the apples are the same. I want the sweetest apple, the tastiest apple. That I understand. But it doesn't matter to me what order this apple was. This first fruit is special only to one person. It's special only to the owner. And he has to go and bring it to the Kohen. And to the Kohen, it's not special. To the Kohen, meaning it's special in that it's the mitzvah being done. But I'm saying, this apple, as opposed to any other apple, it's not more special to him. To him, it's just an apple. It's not, wow, this is that guy's first apple. What do I care? I just want an apple. And therefore, when I bring this fruit to the Kohen, so he doesn't care which one. So I might have this idea, you know what, let me keep this special one, like people hanging the first dollar bill, framing the first dollar bill they made on the side of their store, so from their first purchase, so it's special to them. But is that dollar bill any different than any other dollar bill to anyone else? No, all dollar bills are the same. So all the fruits are the same to everyone else, only to this person it's special. So he might think, you know what, let me switch it around, I'll take this one and I'll bring a different fruit to the Kohen. What does it matter to him? This one's only special to me. So why do I have to give him that one? Well, let me give him any one. But yet, we know nonetheless that the mitzvah is to give the first one. And that's how Am Yisrael was mekayim the mitzvah. As the Mishnah Megorim said, we dafka give the peri rishonim. As soon as one grows on the tree, you wrap a ribbon around it. Everybody knows those are the fruit you bring to the mikdash. And the reason we do this is this shows our chavivot of the mitzvah. This is how much we like doing mitzvah. Because without the chaviv of the mitzvah, if it weren't because we wanted to do Hashem's mitzvah, Hashem told us to do this, and we want to do it because we want to be mekayim ratzon Hashem, we so much enjoy being mekayim ratzon Hashem. So you know what? I might come up with all sorts of calculations. You know what? Let me eat this one now. When I have it, right now, in the meantime, in order to grow these fruits, I had to borrow a lot of money and put in work. So let me sell all the fruits, let me make some money and cover my debts, and then I'll take what I have, and if I have any left over, I'll bring. All of a sudden, you're going to come up with all sorts of explanations, and you're not going to end up giving the tzedakah. The Yetzer Hara in this world is able to convince us that we're lacking, and we're short, and we always need more, and therefore, he's able to convince us not to give tzedakah, because we see people who have this tremendous taiva to always work more and more to make tons of money. We know people who, Baruch Hashem, are very financially stable, making nice livings, and yet, what do they want? They want more and more money, and none of it satisfies them. And in fact, at a certain point, they're not enjoying the more money anymore. It's just more work for them. But that is the taiva. The taiva is to just have more and more, and there's no end to that. So when the mitzvah of tzedakah is chaviv to you, in fact, if you make it one of your needs, instead of saying, I need more and more money, it's, I want to do more and more mitzvah, I want to give more and more tzedakah, then you're going to make sure to give the mitzvah tzedakah. And that's what the mitzvah of Bikurim is about. Kedai livroa olam mishvil zeh, for this mitzvah. When I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me these fruit, and even though this fruit is special only to me, and not special to anyone else, and any other fruit would be just as good to anyone else, I want to take this fruit that you gave me that's special to me, and I want to use that one to do your mitzvah. That idea, that the mitzvah is so chaviv to us, that what we really want is more and more mitzvah, not more and more money, that idea is worthy for the world to be created for that mitzvah. That is why the mitzvah Bikurim is singled out, Bishvil Bikurim, Shenikra Reshit.